Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone. I am Michael Finney, and thank you for downloading this week's Consumer Podcast. What did they know, and when did they know it? That's the big question now being asked with this peanut butter recall. You may have heard on our news that there's a peanut butter recall from a factory back east. There's salmonella in peanut butter. That peanut butter wasn't sold in jars of peanut butter that you would make a sandwich with, but that peanut butter was sold to other companies that then use it in their products. So if you have any items in your pantry that contain peanut butter, you need to go to our website, abc7news.com, and look for the link that'll take you to the list of which products potentially have tainted peanut butter. Then compare your items to that. Or better yet, if your items are pretty old, just get rid of them. The reason the question is, what did they know and when did they know it, is because there are some indications that those who were running this peanut butter factory knew they had a salmonella problem and ignored it. Well, if they did that and sent out potentially dangerous peanut butter, they could be looking at criminal prosecution, potentially murder. That's right. If they sent out poisoned peanut butter and knew it, there could be some criminal prosecutions. There will certainly be civil prosecutions. We have 8 deaths here. So what did they know and when did they know it? And for you, go in your pantry and see if you have any products that have peanut butter. Now, there's a local company that's well-respected called Dough2Go. And Dough2Go sells that cookie dough to schools, which then sell it as fundraisers. Well, through no fault of their own, they have some of this peanut butter, apparently, in some of their cookie dough. So we have a link to their website as well. They can actually tell you which schools may be involved, which type of cookie dough. So it leaves nothing to the imagination. It leaves nothing to guesswork. Go to our website and check it out. Digital television conversion is set for February 17th, and it looks like that's when it will take place. There has been some talk that it would be moved to the summer. A lot of reasons for that. The coupons that helped pay for the converter boxes, the federal government has run out of them. It's snowing in some parts of the country, so moving an antenna around in those locations would be difficult with an icy roof. So the Obama administration and some consumer groups said, we think we should wait till summer. The Senate said, we think we should wait till summer. And the House of Representatives said, no, that's even more confusing. Let's move ahead. So at this point, we're still planning on the February 17th digital transition. If you want to see if your home is ready, tune in to ABC 7 News this Tuesday on the 6 p.m. news. I'm going to be conducting a test. And if you're in a house where you're not ready, that will show up on your screen. And if you're in a house that is ready, that will show up on your screen as well. And if you have some TVs that are on antennas and some TVs that are with satellite or a wired service, then you need to check all those TVs. But our wizards here at Channel 7 have set it up. So all you have to do is watch our news next Tuesday at 6 p.m. And when I come on with the test, you will know instantly if you're good to go. If you're not, we'll have resources for you so you can get up to speed. February 17th, assume that's when it's going to happen, because right now, that's the plan. Car sales, oh my goodness, they have hit a 15-year low. Sales are off 40%. 40%. What does this mean to you? Well, if you need to buy a car, now's the time. If you have extra cash and want to buy a car, now's the time. You hit the car lot and do some hard bargaining, and you're going to get a good deal, and you're going to be treated very well here in the Bay Area. Now, we already have some of the best car lots in the country, and that's no kidding. Other areas of the country don't have the same type of service and professionalism we have here. So we're already a step ahead. And now with the economy in such deep trouble, you can buy a car and get a very good deal. But don't buy one if you can't afford it. But if you can, you might want to get out there. And here is a consumer protection we have been fighting for more than a decade. A database of every used car in the country. So that before you buy, you can log on, spend $2.50, and get the car's history. Now, it's not a completely done deal yet, but this federal program is now online, and if you go to our website, you can check out a car. You can check out that website. We'll link you over. So before buying a used car, you have to check this database. Pay-as-you-drive car insurance. Some insurance companies offer, some level of this. Others do not. There are consumer groups, including ConsumerWatchdog.org, that think your car insurance should be based mainly on how many miles you drive, i.e., the more you drive, the more you should pay. The state is beginning to agree with that, and there's a real press in that direction. So if you drive a lot, this probably won't be good for you. If you drive very little, this could work out. If you want to see more on this, go to watchdog.org. Sweepstakes scams. They've been out there for decade after decade, but man, they are really, really well done now. They can fake out sophisticated consumers. So if you get a check in the mail that says you've won a sweepstakes, I don't care how big the check is, I don't care how small it is, it is probably a scam, and you need to be very, very careful. And here is one way to tell for sure if it's a scam. If they send you, if they say, for instance, you won $1 million, and then they send you a check for $5,400 or $3,000 and say, this is for taxes, delivery, and fees, put this in your account and then send us money, it's a scam. Because when you put that in your account, you're putting nothing there. Now, the bank doesn't know it, but in 10 days, they will. And the money you sent out, that's going to come out of your hide. Because even though you were ripped off, you sent money out. So if you get a check in the mail or someone asking you to send them the money, ask yourself, why would they send me money for me to send it back? That doesn't make any sense at all. Hey, the U.S. Airways passengers that were in that crash, the Danville hero pilot saved their lives and everything worked out okay. U.S. Airways has now given them the top frequent flyer status. Boy, that's what it takes to get it. Normally, you have to fly 100,000 miles a year or more. Everyone on that flight is getting it, which means when they buy a flight at U.S. Airways, they get double the miles and they will get instant upgrades. So, if you always dreamed of getting that type frequent that top frequent flyer status, just get into a airplane wreck and survive it. Something else. Still, that's good of them to do that. Finney's Friday free stuff. Oh my goodness, this week, one free organic chocolate product from Green and Blacks. This stuff is fabulous. I would suggest you go with the white chocolate. And then we've got $20 worth of free dry cleaning from Laundry Locker. Now, Laundry Locker is giving this away to the first 500 that we select out of our bin. Everyone else will get a percentage off of their laundry. Well, that's it for this week's Finney's Friday Free Stuff. If you would like to keep track of more consumer information, you can see my reports each weekday on the 5 and 6 o'clock news here on ABC7. And you can also see my reports generally aired on Monday and Friday on View from the Bay. That's it for the podcast. I'm Michael Finney. Goodbye, everybody.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on your side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.